broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Newberg checks in Wednesdays right here in this slot. He also, along with his job with 24/7 Sports in Florida State, the site. He's got the big three rolled up. The podcast, very popular. Berg, in less than an hour, Disney in Orlando announces their reopen plans. I've got friends there. I told him to save you a spot. Just did you a favor.
Hey, Bill. I'd love to get out of here, go to Disney, go do something. I think they're going to – I saw that yesterday in the news. And also, high school athletics is back in the state of Florida. I think a lot of high school conditioning began on – is going to start on June 1st. They're going to allow it back. And I saw Leon County, where Tallahassee's located, is allowing students back to participate in high school athletic conditioning June 15th. So, definitely trending that way.
It's good news. Yeah, good.
We
good
talked
to
about
hear
the
that.
Seminoles. We talked about the Seminoles last week, and you know they did 20 tests last week for the virus, and they're sort of on a quarantine 2-week lockdown right now. And hopefully on June 1st, everybody's tested negative, and they're going to also start doing some stuff.
Has the ACC come out publicly and said June 1, June 8, whatever the date is?
No, not yet, but I think we could start hearing something soon on that.
Yeah, I think they're going to comply with everybody else. You know what I found interesting? And not necessarily critiquing it, but Oklahoma comes out yesterday and said, we're coming back July 1. Did you find that interesting or peculiar? Or?
Yeah, I think it's kind of weird. I don't see why you just don't come back, you know, as long as everything's going as planned. And I don't know the situation in Oklahoma. Is it worse? In Oklahoma,
so.
In Norman, than in other areas?
No, I don't think it's a hot spot at all. Now, somebody can correct me, but I don't think so.
Maybe, they feel really good about the way their players are handling it, and they're doing it on their own. I don't know why you would delay it to July.
Yeah, the reason why I ask, and not necessarily from a critical standpoint, but, I mean, I don't think we get to week 10 and somebody says, you know what, Oklahoma blew it. They only got to camp July 1. I'm not sure we had that conversation.
Sure.
So, it's just, to me, I'd want to get back as soon as possible. Maybe they're more sensitive to what might happen. I don't know.
Yeah, man, I don't know, because then you get into, like, well, if the kids aren't in school and they're not in a regimented routine, well, they could get sick or they could contract it elsewhere. So,
right.
Not going to bash them for being overly protective of their kids, but I don't really understand it.
I mean, they redshirt Heisman Trophy winners out there, don't they? I mean,
hey, it happened. Florida State did it too.
Oh, I know. No, I know. Any Knoll football news that's current? Anything that's out there?
I've been throwing out some JUCO names that offensive linemen that could help. Florida State isn't too active on the JUCO level right now, but I put out 7 names on Monday and then 5 more just before I hopped on the show with you. I think, the only thing I'd want to talk about, I'm going to put in a crystal ball pick. This is good for your show. I haven't done it yet, but Bryson Estes, 3-star offensive lineman out of McDonough, Georgia. He listed the top 5 on Tuesday morning that included Florida State, Penn State, Nebraska, Missouri, and Arizona State. And I am very close to putting a crystal ball pick in for the 6'3", 290-pound lineman to Florida State. I don't know exactly when it is going to happen, but I think here in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think you could see a commitment from Estes to Florida State. So that's what I'm watching.
You just brought something up about the crystal ball, and I know that Shannon and the guys have tweaked it. So I don't pay as much attention to that as I should, but isn't there like a confidence meter attached to the crystal ball and there's been a tweak there or something?
Yeah, they have now, when the experts enter a crystal ball pick, you can put in your confidence rating, 1 through 10. So 10 being the strongest, 1 being, you know, I'm not really too sure on this. And I think that's a good gauge because the crystal ball is a funny thing. You know, we're picking where these 17-year-old kids are going to school. You put in a pick, and you don't really have a lot of context behind that pick. Like, well, yeah, I think he's going to FSU, or, oh, I know he's going to FSU. So now I think the confidence ratings kind of give you a better feel for that, for where the expert stands on his prediction.
And I thought I saw where if you're in the business like you, that counts more than if somebody just randomly has a crystal ball prediction, correct? There's a percentage.
It might, yeah, I'm not too sure on the scoring. I know we went in and updated our confidence rankings like a month ago, and then it just went live, I think, last week.
Right.
So I kind of forgot about it, but I'm not quite sure how it impacts the scoring, but I know the scoring definitely gets impacted on how far out you are. Like, if I put the pick in a day before, I'm getting like 0 points. It's only going to help my percentage. If I put the pick in 8 months ago, I'm getting exponentially more points for the distance that I was out. So I know that works.
Right, right. I should pay more attention to that.
We need to get you a crystal ball.
I always look at the players and I watch, you know, the film you guys put up and all that. I'll always do that, but I don't, and I should, because the crystal ball, the idea whenever that came up years ago, whenever they thought of it, was a brilliant idea. And it's,
I think J.C. Sherbert thought of it.
Is it J.C.? And the thing about it is it's so simple, but nobody did it. Nobody was doing it.
Yeah. People, that's what the fans want to know. Where are they going? How good are they and where are they going?
You know what? I did not know, and I've known JC a long time. I did not know he's the one that invented that.
I'm almost positive. Yeah, yep. I'm almost positive. Like in year zero or one, I think he had the idea, and it was developed pretty quickly. I think we had the crystal ball by like year three or seven.
Man, now JC still has the South Carolina site, but he's not related to 24/7 in the recruiting business, right, anymore.
Correct. I think he's still an owner of the South Carolina 24/7 site.
Right. Yeah, JC used to come by the Baby Space Needle in the Sirius XM days and do the show once a week. He actually lived here before he moved back. I guess he lives in either Georgia or South Carolina now, but no, he used to come by. He used to come by all the time. Josh Newberg is with us. What is coming up on the Big Three roll-up?
Today we have, you know, I talked to you last week a little bit about my day trading habit.
Oh, yeah.
How that's been really fun.
Yeah.
Today we are having on the show one of these stock guys on Twitter.
Which one? You know?
His name's Devin. I am Symphony on Twitter. His presence on Twitter is slight. He's got a huge YouTube following and also Instagram. But we are having him on the show because we've been day trading on the Big Three roll for about 4 or 5 weeks now, and we got some questions. So we want to get one of these gurus on. You know what else I found is really funny? The stock gurus on Twitter are a lot like the recruiting gurus in my industry.
They fight, they take sides. Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah, they use GIFs. They retweet their old tweets to show they were right. They ignore the haters. They, you know, it's a lot like the recruit. It's a lot like recruiting. It's fun.
It is. Hey, Bergen, here's the thing. Several of them have their own, like you can pay to join their chat room or whatever and
right.
get their picks. And they dog each – they like the other ones they fight over. Like, you idiot. I told you not to sign up with them.
Like, it's just like the, you know, the FSU market, like us taking shots at the rivals guy. It's very familiar.
Now,
I feel like I could transition into stock Twitter pretty easily with the skills that I learned from college football Twitter.
I got a guy. I will text you, and I don't know this
okay.
guy. So when I say I got a guy, I don't know him. I just noticed him on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He is a state of Florida kid. I don't know where, but he now lives in the Keys. Okay. His name is Anthony something. His last name is complicated. I can't pronounce
okay.
it. But I think he's 22, maybe. And this kid,
right.
I think this kid has made millions. And I don't think he's lying. I've seen his picks. I'll get you sometime today. I'll text you his Twitter. I've also heard this guy interviewed, and he's good. He's good.
Yeah. I watched this. The guy that we're having on, I've watched some of his YouTube videos. He's younger. He's probably in his 20s. He's probably in his older 20s, I would assume.
Yeah.
But, I like the energy from stock Twitter. Put it that way.
All right. Before I let you go, I've got 3 Devil's Lettuce stocks. I don't know if you've got these. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
One is PW. You have that one?
Nope.
Okay. Write that down. PW. The other one, and they're already up. All of them are up. The ones that I'm looking at here are up in the pre-market. The other one is CGC.
Okay, I don't have that one.
And then the other one is TL, as in Larry, R as in Rick, Y. TLRY. They're all up in the pre-market. Those are the 3 Devil's Lettuce stocks I've got.
Okay, I have, I think, because I sold most of mine because none of them were doing anything. The one that I do have that's doing okay is VRNDF, and it did bad. It did really poorly for a while, but it's been on the up. So
no, the Devil's Lettuce.
I would recommend it to you. I'm just telling you that.
Oh, I know. Devil's Lettuce stocks right now are catching fire a little bit. Pun intended. Pun intended.
Okay.
Right there.
Good. People are back out and smoking their weed in public. I like it. Just like they should be.
All right, Berg, I'll send you that later. Have a good day.
All right. See you, Bill.
See you, man. Yep. So, Berg. No, I got, even though I don't smoke it, I'm sitting here looking. I got 3 Devil's Lettuce. Matter of fact, Josh up in London was asking me about it. I told him. The problem is these things have been running, and you hate to buy them when they're running. Because you're chasing a stock is typically a bad idea. You may get lucky and catch it during the run, and it extends after you buy it. But most of the time, if you buy something that's running up, you're going to, pun intended, get burned. It's going to stop about the time you buy it and then reverse. Again, you can sometimes catch that wave. Let me put it this way. My experience with catching that wave is not the best. I wish I could lie to you and give you better news than that, but I can't. Griff, I doubt we'll be talking about stocks or Devil's Lettuce stocks with him. We'll get on the football field. Yeah, you didn't know that by listening to the show, you get Devil's Lettuce stock tips. You didn't think you got that. I'm not even charging you extra for that. Not at all. It's all free. Griff at the bottom of the hour. We'll get the break. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Just a couple of wrecks out here in the last 10, 15 minutes. Traffic still looking good coming through Kingston Springs, coming from Dixon County into West Nashville. Still not too bad as we check it out live here on 24 as you come in from Clarksville through Jolton right now all the way past OHB. If your glasses get dirty or fog up, the answer is Zipwax Anti-Fog Cleaner. Voted one of the best products under $20. Log on today, ZipwaxAntifogCleaner.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com.
State forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Thunderstorms likely with a high of 80. Thunderstorms tonight, low 68. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, high 82. More thunderstorms tomorrow night, low 66. And Friday, thunderstorms.
Home of commitments and other stuff. The Bill King Show.
Brent sends this on Twitter. Says, Bill, and I guess this is the Tennessee legislature. I'm just trying to filter through this best I can, and I don't know what date. Maybe this was yesterday. Says, a bill to allow student athletes to earn money from their name and likeness has been killed in Tennessee. That's all I know. I wasn't keeping up with it. Yeah, I wasn't keeping up with it. I am anti-selling your name and likeness. They're already getting paid plenty. It's a terrible idea. Now, will it be the law of the land at some point? Yes, they'll be able to do it. So for the many of you who want this, you're going to get it eventually, maybe sooner than later. But so it's a bad idea. But they adopt bad ideas all the time. Just saying. Just saying. Pac-12, Dave. Oh, Noah Kev is asking, is there a way to listen to the Georgia Dog and Pac-12 Dave's show on Saturday? Yeah, I don't have the link, but one of you guys put the link up for Noah Kev. Dean down there in Alabama says, many traders follow Bill by the adage, buy high and sell higher. Well, and you know what? That is a method. That's never done much for me. I'm sure some master it do that much better than me. I don't do that well at all. I'd say my hitting percentage would be about 1 out of 100. But no. I know that's clearly a method that works for some. I have pretty much figured out it ain't working for me. Everybody's got their style. That style does not yield me any success at all. Pac-12 Dave just put up the link. Let me copy that real quick while I'm sitting here. Where are you at? No, okay, here you go, No Kev. Here you go. I'm sending you the link. So if you're ever, if you're missing the Emerald Coast, you can hear them on Saturday mornings. That's when they do the show. Karen here on Twitter. Bill, does Berg realize his 60-something percent average impresses no one? And nobody cares about his 24/7 ranking either. You know what? I look at the players. I look at the lists. I do all that. The predictions, I just, for whatever reason, and it's a good idea. No, it's a good feature. The way they've done that feature, the way they've gone about it, is really good. It's just not something that draws me in particular in. But all the information is fantastic, obviously. And the crystal ball and all that was a wonderful. If JC was the inventor there, I need to give him credit. Maybe he told me, he probably told me years ago when they were about to adopt that, and I just forgot. It probably just slipped my mind. Yeah, JC. I've had people say, Bill, why don't you get him back? Because if we had somebody good nationally to put on weekly, I would add that in a second. I'd make that a weekly feature. But either we had Will Fong on, and that just didn't – And he's now, Wilt Fong's very good. Okay, don't misunderstand me. On the radio, he's not as good as he is in the business. He's excellent. Okay, but doing that and then translating it to radio isn't the same thing. And I thought he was solid. And Steve's a really good guy, and he's a fantastic 24/7. News gatherer, information breaker. He's awesome at it. He's right at the top of the list. But see, JC's not in that business anymore. He has his South Carolina site, but he's not in the national game. We had Jerry who's with 24/7, and now he's with ESPN, but he had Jerry Hamilton, and of course he had that incident, and even though he's still on Twitter and does a very good job, he's by far, okay, folks, the best guy we've had on the air to do this. I mean, leaps and bounds better, and knows it and sounds good doing it. He's got both. Knows it inside and out. He had that one incident on the internet a couple of years ago where he accidentally posted something that he didn't mean to post, and it was embarrassing. And after that, we were having him on, and after that, he wouldn't come back on the show. He just wanted to kind of get away. And I don't disparage him for that. So we can't get him back. I reached out to him about a year and a half ago, never heard back. So that's a no-go. If there was a national guy that was really, really good, I mean really good, I'd do it once a week. It doesn't matter what, 52 weeks a year. I would, but there aren't that many out there. Well, there's a lot out there. there's not many, if any, that fit our criteria. That's the point. West Coast Sooner, checking in from Lala. Bill, ask Griff. Oh, and Griff's going to be with us after this bottom of the hour break. Remember, he couldn't be with us yesterday. He had a teleconference, so we moved it to today. Says, ask Griff if this Georgia defense is close to 2012. Now, he's got to remember now, he had the Tennessee beat then. Or he might have been up in Michigan, actually. I think he might have been in 2012. I think he was back in Michigan doing Michigan State. He may not have that readily available. Said they were loaded. Jordan Jenkins, Alec Ogletree, Jarvis Jones, Bakari Rambo, etc. Oh, that was a hell of a group. 2012 Georgia was a natty team. They were that good. Alabama won it, but Georgia had everything you needed to be the last team standing. Yeah, we've talked about that on this show many times. They were plenty good enough. I'll ask Griff, but I don't think Griff was I don't even think he was in the South. Got to remember, Griff's from Michigan and went to Michigan State. Ended up in the 90s down in Alabama. I think originally in Mobile. Covered Auburn, I think, and Alabama. Then moved up to Rocky Top. It was there for many, many years. Then ended up back in Michigan. And then ended up back on Rocky Top. And now he's down in Athens, Georgia. I think that's the chronology for Griff. But I don't think in 2012... I'll ask him. Maybe he was. Maybe he was. We'll see. Okay, bottom of the hour. We're coming right back. Gaki Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Laverne. They're still trying to clean up that nasty crash from earlier where a helicopter had to land and assist with a patient. They're on Bridgestone Parkway just off Walden Road in Laverne. Again, traffic is still a mess through there at the moment in Laverne right now because of that accident on Bridgestone Parkway. Traffic still looking good, however, on 24 right now passing Walden Road as you make your way towards Nashville up through that construction on 24 westbound. Hey, it's time to have some summer fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Akoi River. Log on to AdventuresUnlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Brad Keselowski took home the win in the longest race of the season, the Coca-Cola 600. Up next, they're racing at Charlotte again, and then it's on to Bristol Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Griff is with us right here. Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation. He was on a long teleconference. Man, Griff, you must have been hashing out some serious stuff yesterday, dude.
Oh, we have daily calls at 9. You know, we got a lot of planning between the AJC and Dog Nation, and we had our whole team on there. And it's that time. You know, we were coming off a four-day weekend, and there was a lot to go over as far as our plans for the summer and, you know, how we want to keep Georgia fans, involved and aware of everything going on. There's a lot of coordination, and you know how it is after those four-day weekends.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everybody's got a lot going on, so it was pretty cool.
Where were you in 2012? Were you already back in Michigan then?
Well, yes and no. I actually left Tennessee mid-season for the MLive Michigan State beat, and my first game up there was a Michigan State-Michigan game in Ann Arbor. So I guess that would have been, halfway through Dooley's last year, that 12? So, yeah.
Now, Dooley was long gone by then. Yeah, in 2000.
Was that Butch's first year, 2012?
Oh, no, I thought you meant Vince. I thought you meant Vince Dooley. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I wasn't even thinking of
Derek Dooley.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Leaving Tennessee. Yeah. Boy, where are you at? Man, Vince Dooley was, he was hell.
Well,
you're thinking Georgia.
I've got a reason for the confusion. That sounded weird right there, but there's a good reason that I thought that. West Coast Sooner. And this is what I was going off of, said, ask Griff if Georgia's defense coming up that's so highly anticipated is close to the one in 2012. And that's why I asked you where you were. I knew you weren't in Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then
that
I was
a good question. Yeah, I think so. You know, the whole key, I really think, to any defense is the whole the player led. You know, every coach wants to tell you their team's player led. Every team will tell you that. But who's got the guy? And I keep using the name. And, I mean, it sounds so cliche. And if you didn't see him play, you probably don't understand it. But you got to have that Al Wilson. You got to have that kick-ass guy in the huddle that's not going to let anybody slack off. Forget what the coaches say. I'm not worried about the coaches. You're worried about Al Wilson. You know, and George, you're not worried about the coaches. You're worried about Monty Rice. You know, you got to have that guy. You know, you got to have Max Bulla at Michigan State. You got to have that centralized figure that can rally everybody, that can say, y'all, listen up. Here's how it's going to be, or you're going to deal with me. You know, when I was in the military, I don't know, this is probably not a great recruiting story, but it's just true. I don't know how it is now. This was long ago, so it doesn't matter. But the drill sergeants, they didn't touch you. They didn't. But they had a group of guys called the Island Boys. And the Island Boys took care of business, right? So I never had to deal with the Island Boys. The Island Boys were mostly reserved for the people that couldn't pass PT tests. So the Island Boys would take them in this room, and you do a little PT with the Island Boys, and they might put their hands on you if you weren't doing enough push-ups or things. I never had to worry about the Island Boys. Because I was a lot young and strong, and you know, I was fine. My PT tests were out of, you know, I was shit. I almost said that word. I was running 2 miles in 10 minutes at 18. But anyway, you got to have that guy on your team that has that leadership. And I think Georgia's got it with Monty Rice.
The Island Boys, were they from the islands, or what was the deal there?
That was just what they called them. They weren't from the islands, but they were, they were some dudes, man.
Yeah, this defense, I mean, it's expected to be maybe the country's best this year, correct?
Well, I mean, they led the – here's the thing. You know, Georgia led last year in scoring defense and –
Are you there, Griff?
Yeah.
You faded out there. Georgia led. Give that stat again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Georgia led the nation last year in scoring defense and rushing defense. They were number 3 in total defense. They were number 8 in pass efficiency defense. And that's including the LSU game. And they didn't really play particularly well that game. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, but not quite. And Monty Rice posted this weekend, actually on Memorial Day. Monty's a kid out of Huntsville. And he said, I've been on a defense that was supposed to be dominant. We weren't because we were complacent. So that's the mindset that Monty Rice brings into this year as a senior linebacker, is that Georgia defense with those numbers, what they didn't give up a rushing touchdown till the Auburn game. They haven't given up a rushing touchdown to a running back since, I want to say, the 2018 SEC championship game or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're calling themselves complacent. And they're saying that's, you know, so they're coming in, and they know. I just posted a story, and, you know, McShay did a way too early top 32 NFL draft prospects. There were 6 Alabama guys in those top 32, and none from Georgia. So there's going to be plenty of edge in that Georgia locker room this season. You know, Kirby Smart last year after the Sugar Bowl, after they pounded Baylor, dominated that game, he taught, you know, instead of, like, celebrating it, he said there were too many guys reading their own headlines and they couldn't be complacent. I mean, it was the weirdest post-game press conference ever. It was not a coach that was proud of his guys for sucking it up and bouncing back from it. It was a coach that was still upset. It was a coach that said, this ain't good enough, and we're not going to get where we need to be unless these guys have the right attitude. That's after a win.
Griff is with us, joins us every Tuesday. Yesterday was a no-go, so we got him to come on with us today to talk some Georgia and some college football. What's the return going to be like on June 8th? What does that mean?
Well, what does it mean? Well, technically, I mean, there's a lot of obviously there's a lot of safety precautions and medical hoopla. At Georgia, it means everybody gets a COVID-19 test. I would kind of say that'll happen at Alabama and Auburn, and I don't know. You know, Vanderbilt, who knows what they'll do with their SEC money. They don't put it in a stadium. I hope they put it into their kids. I don't know. The SEC's put out some guidelines as far as the minimum that schools have to do from a medical clearance standpoint. Georgia's, you know, I think the minimum is to test people that are symptomatic. That's the minimum, but I know Georgia's testing everyone. And I would guess the schools with enough money or enough commitment will do that. I would bet by the end all these SEC schools will test everybody. I just think there's going to be too much pressure not to. But as far as on the field, you can't have any coaches watching. It's got strength and conditioning coaches, yes. That's what it's for. This is for training. This is to get into shape. There's not going to be any footballs out there, not at least while they're supervised. But you and I know, and everybody listening knows, that when these guys get done working out with the strength and conditioning coaches, they're not going to go to their room to play video games or go down the street to Burger King. They're going to get out there, and they're going to play 7-on-7 or 11-on-11. And they're going to work out as groups because these players understand that what they do in the next 8 weeks is going to determine who competes for championships. And at Georgia, you're going to lose a job. Or you might even lose a spot on the team. You might lose a spot on the bus, as Kirby says. If you're not in the rotation, you ain't getting on the bus to travel to Tuscaloosa. So there's a lot of peer pressure there. So you can say, well, it's voluntary. Well, it is. But, you know, you can voluntarily take yourself out of the mix if you're not doing that extra work that a lot of these guys are going to do. Above and beyond. Now, they cannot be supervised by the football coaching staff. That's the key. The football coaching staff can't supervise them and can't be, like, told of their results, technically. That's what the rules say.
I assume, and I'm just going after what some of the high schools are doing because they're back June 1 around here now, and they're going to bring them in waves, like 15 at a time or something. I doubt you're going to have the entire team in the weight room together, correct?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll keep them in position groups and they'll keep them socially distanced, you know. I mean, you know, here's the deal. And the people, and again, I say this because I know there's a lot of people that are concerned, that wonder, you know, is college doing the right thing? You know, look, I said it to you last week. I think I said it the week before. You got the alternative. The alternative is not these players sitting in a room alone, not touching anything or being around anyone. The alternative is for them to be back in their hometowns at their local gyms. Or they can be around their teammates in a controlled environment. I mean, to me, this is a much safer place for these players if you're concerned about them, you know, getting COVID-19, the spread of it. They're in a controlled environment. Back home, they're not. And, you know, we're in a place right now, I think, with this return or this resocialization from COVID-19. I guess I'll just speak for myself. I can't speak for everyone. I'm taking measured risks, okay? I'm not ready to go sit in a restaurant and eat yet, and I'm not saying those that do or doing anything wrong or bad. I'm just not ready to do that. But you know what? I'm ready to go to the neighborhood pool, right? So you pick and choose. What's important? What do you think is safe? Use your common sense. You know, I go to the neighborhood pool because it's not very big. There's not a lot of people there. I don't feel like I'm in a high-risk area, right? But you go to a restaurant, it's closed in air. I don't know. I don't know the person at the table next. So maybe that's why. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. Again, everybody has – you might walk in and walk back out. Too busy for me. Or maybe only if you can eat on the patio, right? Or only if the people are using masks. Everybody has got their own. Okay, but what I'm getting at is this, Bill. These young people want to play football. They want to be on their campus. They want to be on their around their friends, and they want to work out. And who is anybody to tell them that they shouldn't? If there's proper precautions in place and they're being responsible, who is anybody to tell these young people that they shouldn't pursue their dreams and ambitions? I'll tell you what, it hadn't stopped me from writing on my laptop or doing stories on Georgia football. You couldn't stop me from doing it. That's my passion. I'm gonna write about football. You're not going to keep me off the Bill King Show. You're not going to keep me off the SEC Network. It's what I do. It's who I am. So who are we to tell these young people that they can't be on campus pursuing their dreams?
Tell you what, Griff, I'm going to send somebody from CNN over there, and if we catch you at that pool, I'm putting that on Twitter, okay? We catch you out there now. I'm getting you, buddy.
It's open. Hey, we bulldozed through the neighborhood. I say we. I may have been a part of it. We might have bulldozed through the neighborhood association. They might have thrown up a rule. But the pool's been inspected. It meets the county guidelines. We've got the disinfectant, and we wipe down the chairs. It doesn't spread through chlorine. We do chlorine checks every morning, every night. It meets all the standards. But Flex said, for me, that's my amen. That's my sanctity. I got to get in the pool. I got to swim laps. I got to do it. I'll go crazy if I don't. Thank goodness it's open. Don't I seem more normal to you today?
You're back to being Griff today. It's good. It's good.
It's the pool. It's the sun in the pool. It's vitamin D and swimming laps. I'm telling you, it's magic. And green tea.
So that virus, I haven't really heard any experiments. That virus doesn't like chlorine. Is that right? It's scared
that's
of chlorine?
That's what they're saying. That's
good.
That's what the experts, that's what they say. That's what they say.
Good to hear. All right, Griff. Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
All right, Bill. Have a good one, man.
See you, man. There's Griff. There's Griff. That's the Griff that we that's the Griff we pay for. That's the Griff we love. I like the Griff that comes out attacking. That's the one I prefer on the show. Okay, I know we need one more. We're coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning in Laverne. The big story is that two tractor trailers crashed into each other there on Bridgestone Parkway, just off Walden Road. Again, that's in the city of Laverne there in Rutherford County. It's going to be a while before they open that back up. Still clearing a wreck with injury 6900 block in Nolensville, Pike in South Nashville, Clarksville Pike at Cliff Drive. Two cars hit really hard there. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get a test.
Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Thunderstorms likely with a high of 80. Thunderstorms tonight, low 68. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms, high 82. More thunderstorms tomorrow night, low 66. And Friday, thunderstorms.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Pac-12 Dave says, Bill, are the Island Boys more threatening than the Corona Bros? He says, it sounds like. Yeah, it sounds like the Island Boys didn't play around. They called them the Island Boys. Just that's what they called them. And they weren't, no, they weren't from some island. No. Just called them the Island Boys. Dudes were bad too, man. You don't mess with the Island Boys. That was a good story. Josh in London, Bill. We made it rain when I was in boot camp, he says. That's when you close all the windows, crank the heat up, and work out until condensation drips from the ceiling. It was June and July when I was in boot camp, so it got hot pretty quick. Sounds like it. Karen, glad to hear Griff sounding like the chippy Griffster. He had an extra skip in his step there, did he not? Yeah, he did. He had a lot of bounce right there. L-Dog, Bill, Rusty Manziel said he spoke to some 2020 Georgia signees, and they said that they will be on campus June the 3rd. I'm good, man. Yeah, I mean, we are about – now, again, this isn't camp. Per se. This isn't fall camp or, well, you say fall even though it's not the fall. When you get out there in late July and you start on the field in shells. That's not what we're doing. I don't think anybody thinks that. This is strictly the weight room stuff. That's what we're doing here. And it's all necessary. Allen in Tampa, Bill, we're swimming, drinking, and no mask at the sandbar. Bleep the Corona, bros. Now, Allen, let me tell you something. I don't know if this stat is right, but I'm going to use it as a real stat. Allen took the last – I'll tell you what Allen thinks of this whole shutdown. Allen was on the last cruise – before the coronavirus started shutting down the cruises. Now, a couple cruise lines got left out in the Caribbean or the Atlantic or the Pacific, wherever, because they had an outbreak on there. Alan, and look, this story was out when Alan got on the cruise. We talked about it. Alan says, I don't care. We're going on this cruise. Came back, got off the cruise. Not a word about the virus. Not a peep about that virus. Not at all. Alan was not worried about it. Wasn't scared about it. Wasn't nervous. Karen on Twitter. Griff, let's make a wager. Who beats Saban first, Jimbo or Bowl Cut? Well, Bowl Cut gets the first shot, and then Jimbo gets him later. Jimbo gets him later. The team on paper with the best shot at it is Georgia. Now, A&M's rising. A&M is clearly rising. And they also have the fortuitous schedule. They've got all that. It's good. But Bowl Cut is going to be interesting. If Jamie Newman just steps right in and that offense takes off because of his individual abilities, and they've got weapons regardless, then Georgia's going to be a huge threat. Jeff 2. Bill, we know we got the good old Griff because he got a dig in on Vandy when he said they're sure not going to invest any money on their stadium, so hopefully they'll invest that money into testing. Classic Griff. Yeah, you know what? I just glossed over that. He took a very easy, I'd call that a single, right, in baseball. He took a very easy single there. And took the low-hanging fruit. He took a shot at Vanderbilt. Took a little shot at Peabody. Perry Mason says, what about Mullen? Kirby has had his shot. Well, Mullen, that, Florida and Alabama don't play, unless they meet up in the SEC title game. So Mullen doesn't get the crack every – well, Georgia doesn't get the crack every year either unless it's the SEC championship game. A&M gets the crack every year. A&M is in that really wicked SEC West neighborhood. Very unforgiving SEC West neighborhood. They don't serve free lunches in that neighborhood. Well, the players get free lunches, yes, yes. But you know what I mean. Metaphorically speaking. Metaphorically speaking. So the let's do the market thing here. The Dow opened up in the green about, what was it, 330. It's come down about 100 points. We're in the 230s. NASDAQ actually is down. S&P is up. Yeah, S&P has been up. Dow is up now around 222 as I was watching. See, I thought the market yesterday, even though it was in the green 500 and something points, it a lot of stuff was flat. I guess maybe I didn't have the right stuff, but I did really – yesterday wasn't a really big benefit for me, maybe some others that had better holdings. Yeah, maybe they did a lot better. I'm picking the wrong stuff. Like that could be it. Maybe it's too much of the devil's lettuce holdings. No, I'm not partaking in the devil's lettuce. No, it's not that. It's not that. But we'll see. Dean says, Bill, the Bears are defending the S&P, the SP 200, day moving average. Bulls need to regroup. May look at pulling calls if they can't hold it. Yeah, I had some spy, and I just got, I think I got either bored or I lost my patience, and I got rid of them yesterday. But very small gain. I mean, now that's better than a loss, but very small gain. And I've got some others. I've got some Disney. Tesla has not been doing me right. That, by the way, they have that launch. Unless the weather changes it, I haven't seen the news yet. But they launched that SpaceX today right after, I think around 3:30 or 4:30 their time, Eastern, down in Florida. I thought that would boost. Maybe that's already built in. I thought that would give it a boost. But my Tesla has not been. And a lot of people have done well with Tesla. Tesla's like O'Hare Airport. It doesn't like me. If it knows I'm involved, it creates trouble. At Crazy Charlie 615, tomorrow Chris Landry will be with us. Already Thursday. It's a weird week, man. We started on Tuesday. It's going too fast. Already Thursday coming up. At Bill is King. I'll be around on Twitter all day. Lodge Pop.